Now more of America Weekend. America
Weekend. It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. Doesn't matter where it hits, nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
Seen that was the movie. Aerosmith.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
It's a real good ham and egger. There were two of these movies out pretty much at the same time in the summer of 1998. Believe it or not, that's how long ago Armageddon was out. Chuck, what was the other movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Same movie.
DeLeoni.
Different people in it. Yeah, DeLeoni. It was her first really big starring role, I think, wasn't it? Get back to brass tacks.
As a lead in a big summer movie, yeah, right. It was.
She went out to the beach and got swept up in the wave with her father.
That's a great scene.
It was.
Maximilian Schell.
Maximilian Schell.
That's a great scene.
Yep.
You know, Armageddon actually was on last night. I was watching it on AMC.
It's one of those movies.
Which originally was called Letters for American Movie Classic, but when they started showing Halloween 6 many years ago, that term didn't apply.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Aerosmith movie music brings us into movie moments from the movie Armageddon. The song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1998. First clip had Billy Bob Thornton's voice. Second clip was Bruce Willis. I think the third one was Bruce Willis as well, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yep.
All of them. So, and who else made his debut and actually had impact? Armageddon. Ben. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Affleck.
Yeah, I think that was his first fairly big role, wasn't it?
He did the...
No, he had Good Will Hunting.
It was a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
No,
critics were unkind, but the public liked it a lot.
What's the Alec Baldwin role that he got?
That was after that, way after that.
Was it?
You're talking about his...
Some of All Fears, Rich is talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The Jack Ryan movie.
Jack Ryan movie.
No,
yeah.
I was laughing a long time.
Well, I mean, Good Will Hunting is what put both...
Put them both on the map. Right, right. Yep. And the only reason that movie got made, the two of them went to Robin Williams. Somehow or other, they met him. You've heard this story, Chucker. Somehow, they got connected to Robin Williams, and Robin Williams saw the script, and they asked him, would he please be in it? And he said yes. Otherwise, nobody would have... The only reason Robin Williams' name on that marquee got people to go see the movie, but if it hadn't been for Robin Williams, nobody would have seen that movie.
Well, you know the story. There's immense talent out there, but if nobody opens the door for you, you never get discovered.
That's like Chucker, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make any noise?
I'm going to say yes.
Good for you. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
By the way, we were just talking about Bruce Willis, who is now spending time helping the firefighters. You see that, Chucker, battling the wildfires? He's been treating them to meals.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He lives in this area.
He was filming a part in Woody Allen's latest movie last week and reportedly got fired from the film.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he has, well, it's well known, Bruce Willis has a reputation of being very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess Woody Allen and him didn't mesh very well.
Right.
How'd you like to see that
imagine,
argument?
Actually. Right.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, get that going. Sorry, he bought lunch. He's arranged catering to feed all the firefighters in the area that's near one of his residences in Idaho. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, what else? Movie news, Chucker.
Some movies to look forward to in September: A Walk in the Woods, which opens, which is just opened, I believe, today. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Hard to believe, Doug. Robert Redford is now 79 years old.
This Nolte looks like he's 79.
2,000 screens.
Yeah, Nolte looks like he's 79. All right, another quickie, Chucker. What else? Quick.
Black Mass opens on the 18th with Johnny Depp as Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Depp looks like he's giving a really good performance.
That looks like an interesting
looking
movie.
Looking forward to it.
Weird
Chuck
dude,
Curry,
man.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.